USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Relief crews are racing to the Carolinas to help out after Hurricane Florence, now a depression still bringing rain to much of the Mid-Atlantic. Aaron Ruslander is a first responder from Maryland heading down to the storm zone.
It would be no different if we had a catastrophic incident here. With those folks down there would come here north. We are brotherhood and sisterhood. We always work together.
Storm-related deaths have risen now to 18. U.S. Senate Republicans are responding to the sexual misconduct allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh just days before he faces a confirmation vote. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley says he finds it disturbing the allegations from over 35 years ago would come out just days before such a vote. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Officials in Massachusetts are allowing thousands of people from three communities to return home after a gas leak caused dozens of fires and explosions last Thursday. One person died, 25 others were hurt in the fires in Andover, North Andover, and Lawrence. Crews had to shut off over 8,000 gas meters, making sure homes were cleared of any gas. Investigators for the NTSB looking at a pressure sensor that was on a gas line that was being retired. A drama series could be stealing the show at Monday night's primetime Emmy Awards. Game of Thrones leading the nominations for the third straight year with 22, followed by Westworld with 21, and Handmaid's Tale with 20. The Emmys take place at the Microsoft Theater in Los Angeles. They'll air live on NBC. And you can find us anytime at usaradio.com.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Former Watergate journalist and author Bob Woodward took to the Sunday talk shows to promote his new book, Fear, about the Trump White House. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
Woodward tells CNN's Fareed Zakaria's GPS show that he has recordings with nearly everyone he interviewed for his book.
With people who were participants, and the agreement with the sources was, I'm not going to name you, but I'm going to use this information if I can verify it. And so I was able to do that.
Woodward said that in his 2 years of investigating for his book, Fear, he found no evidence of collusion or espionage between Trump and Russia. Woodward said he looked for it hard and yet turned up nothing. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
As millions of people remain without power from Florence in the Carolinas, a number of safety warnings have been issued. John Clemens reports.
At this stage, Florence is more about water than wind, as the storm's catastrophic flooding from the heavy rains remain one of the biggest threats. The slow pace of the storm through the region could mean another 1.5 feet by the end of the weekend. Carbon monoxide poisoning is one of the concerns, with safety experts warning to only use a portable generator outdoors in a dry area at least 20 feet away from the doors, windows, or air vents. When using a generator, use a battery-powered or battery backup CO detector inside. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.